Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your market update for April 9th, 2024. So we saw mortgage rates jump pretty big yesterday, almost an 1/8% across the board. Why? Well, that's what we're here to talk about today. But there's really no economic news. I'm going to show you everything is basically just what's going to go on with inflation and waiting for inflation numbers. So what I want to do is I'm going to show you that there's no economic news. And then we're going to talk about these loans. Which one of these should you pick when you're looking to buy your first house or maybe your first investment property? And then also we're going to look at a deep dive into how to monitor mortgage rates. So let's get to it. Right here, these are the top five products people use when they're buying their first house. Which one should you use? Well, I'm going to get to that in a second. I want to prove to you guys that there's no economic news. You can see right through here, the first news coming out this week, major news, is the CPI numbers. Wednesday and Thursday is full of inflation numbers. Okay, here's what you need to know, and this is it. Tomorrow, the CPI is coming out. It says core CPI, CPI YOY, CPI MOM, and then it goes down to here, PPI. What is all this stuff? Well, basically, it's this. The CPI, think of the C as consumer inflation. So it's going to tell us how much inflation you and I are paying. What core means that you're seeing right up through there is it strips out food and energy. I don't know about you guys, but I just went to Florida. When I left my house here, gas was $3.80. I got back last night, it's $4.19. So what happened? Well, oil prices are going up. So that's part of, they strip out that when it comes to the core because it's hugely volatile. Oil prices went from $70 to almost $90 a barrel. That's up 21%. So they strip out that because otherwise this is kind of a moving target at all times. That's what the core means. And then you have CPI YOY is year over year. CPI MOM is month over month. What they're hoping for is a little bit of a downtick month over month, okay, right through here. So previous reading right here on the core was 0.4. They're expecting that to go to 0.3. The CPI month over month, 0.4 is supposed to go down to 0.3. And then the year over year, 3.2 is supposed to go up to 3.4. I don't understand this part of it, but we're going to go with it. And then on Friday or Thursday, we're looking at the producer side of the equation. It's supposed to basically drop in half from 0.6 to 0.3. So again, there's no news out today. Let's go to the mainstream media. What do we have here? Futures inch higher as investors await what? Inflation data. Same thing here. Stocks rise. Look ahead as March inflation. So everything is on the inflation front. So that's what we're monitoring. And it's really hard because, you know, just 1/10 of a tick in the wrong direction sends the markets collapsing. Look at what happened last week when we had a better than expected jobs report. The Dow Jones dropped 900 points. 900 points. It's a big miss. Okay, so let's go over to here and let's start breaking down what are these and which one should you use. So I'm going to go through it fairly briefly so I don't bore the heck out of you guys. But when you're looking up there and you start seeing the 30-year and the 15-year fixed, what those are, that's just normal, a normal mortgage. We call them conventional mortgages. Okay, it's somebody that has a 620 credit score. You might be putting down 3%, 4%, 5% of your down payment. You have good credit, you know, pretty good credit. You have, you know, good pay history and all that stuff. That's what you would qualify for. Okay, so the rates over here, what these are predicated on is these people, they're buying their first house. It's their primary home and it's going to be a single family home. They also have a 780 credit score and they're putting down 25%. You don't need that. You don't need that with basically any of these programs up here. So the 30-year fixed, what most people are doing, they're using the first time home buyer program, putting down 3%, and you need a 620 credit score to hit those results. Okay, these people are also on the conventional front. You can buy up to a 4-unit property if you're going to live there with only 5% down. Okay, so that's that part of it. The jumbo. What the jumbo is that's loans that don't or exceed these conventional loan limits. Right now, the conventional loan limits, I think they're about 700,000. They keep moving that. I should have done some details before this, but let's just go with it. These loans are basically $1 million+. That's the best way to look at it. So if you're looking at $1 million home, you know, and you're financing it, that's what the jumbo is. Okay, the guidelines are fairly similar to what the conventional loans are. They're just a little bit different, but they're for bigger loans, okay? And then you get to the ARMs. Let me flip that up. Now, ARMs are really hard to find right now, okay? Because a lot of banks don't want to do ARMs. So you see here, 6.85. I don't even have a lender. All the lenders we have, and I have 73 lenders we work with right now, none of them have adjustable rate mortgages that are better than the fixed. So right now we don't offer adjustable. Well, I guess I could get you into an adjustable rate mortgage if you wanted, but the rate's going to be higher than what the fixed rates are. So in normal times, those rates are a little bit cheaper, and you can see where the 7-6, what that means is it's a 7-year ARM, meaning you have a fixed rate for 7 years, and then it starts adjusting. The 6 means it's going to adjust every 6 months. Okay, so that's what that means. Then you have FHA. What FHA is, remember up in this section here, I said you need a 620 credit score to qualify. However, if you have a 620 credit score to qualify over here, remember I said these people have a 780 credit score and they're putting down 25%? Well, if you have a 620 credit score or low 600 credit score and you're putting down, 3 or 4% in the conventional terms, your rate's going to be sky high. So what we normally do is put those people into an FHA loan. What FHA is basically a government-backed guaranteed loan from HUD to the lenders. Okay, so if you default, what happens is HUD steps in and helps the bank or makes the bank current, or they basically pay all the losses so the bank doesn't incur a loss. So that's what you, most times when you're looking at an FHA, you might not have, if you have a 750 credit score, you're probably going up there. If you have it in the 600, especially low 600 credit scores, you're going to be down in here. Also here, you can have a bankruptcy that isn't as far out as up here, because in here, if you have a bankruptcy, you need to wait 4 years. Here, you need to wait two. So these are, it's a little bit more flexible. And these, the only problem with this loan, the FHA loan is you HUD charges you, HUD, not me, not the bank, 1.75% of the loan amount to guarantee this loan. So you're getting a lower rate, see right through there, 6.6. If you look up the 30-year fix up there, it's 7.11, okay? It's 60 basis points off or lower. So there are benefits to the FHA program if you have, not stellar credit, maybe 580 to 660, 680 credit scores, probably looking at an FHA loan. If you're looking to buy a multi-unit building up to 4 units, you only have to put 3.5% down when it comes to FHA. Okay, so FHA, that's basically the realm. You don't have as high a credit scores, and maybe your debt ratio is a little bit higher than norm, or maybe you just have some glitches in your credit scores and credit that might be a good fit for you. And then VA. VA, all I'm gonna say is here, you have to be a veteran to qualify. So if you're a veteran, only 12% of veterans are using their VA benefits. It is unbelievable. With a VA loan, no money down, so you can buy a $200,000-$300,000 home. You can actually buy a four-unit building, as long as you're going to live there, and finance 100% of it. Okay, that's that. You can also go down to a 580 credit score, and the rates are fantastic. So if you're a veteran, this is the program you have to look at when you're trying to qualify for a loan. So that's basically the basics of those loans. So the next piece of the equation we want to go to is, let's go over to mortgage rates. How can you predict, or how do I predict mortgage rates? I kind of don't, but I watch the economic data coming in to kind of get a preview of what's that data going to come in at. Okay, so if we have inflation coming in a little bit hotter than expected, and I see that coming, well, the markets probably already saw that coming, but you're going to have a dismal day. You're going to have a bad day. The stock market's going to plummet. You're going to have mortgage rates spike. But if you have a good day on Wall Street or in the economics, because maybe you're seeing inflation coming down. And again, remember, everything is predicated on inflation, the inflation data. It's hinging everything, mortgage rates, the stock market, and everything else. So that's what we're seeing right here. So how do you figure out what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates? Well, right through here, it says MBS right at the top. What that means is it's mortgage-backed security. It's a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. The yield of this bond is the biggest piece of your mortgage rate. So here's how mortgage rates get created, right over through here. Okay, so what happens is we take the yield from this bond. Okay, well, you don't see the yield right here. What you're seeing is the price. So how we focus in on this is there's the price and there's the adjustment for the day. Here's what you need to understand. If the price of the bond that you're seeing right now, it's up 15. What that means, if the price of a bond goes up, it means the yields or the rates come down. So I know right now mortgage rates are kind of come down about 5 to 8 basis points. If you look over here, that would mean take my 0.05 off of that. So you're looking at 7.6%. I'm sorry, yeah, 7.6% right now. Okay, so how mortgage rates get created is they take the yield from this bond. Okay, then they add into it what's it called, loan level price adjustments. Those are, it's based on your credit score. The higher your credit score, the better your rate. It also means your down payment. The more you put down, the lower your rate. Those are loan level price adjustments. Is the property a single family or is it a four unit? The more units, the worse the rate. So that's how all this goes. Okay. And then what's added to it, so we take the bond yield, we take the LLPAs, and if you want to learn more about that, just Google LLPA mortgage adjustments. And then the bank puts in a profit margin equals that. So that's how mortgage rates get created. So that's basically, these are all the programs that you need to know about if you're looking to buy your first house, maybe in 2024. And you also need to follow me on a daily basis so we can monitor what the mortgage-backed security market is doing, because this is really hard to find on your own. So instead of subscribing to a service or whatever, just watch me for 10 minutes every morning and you're going to know exactly what you need to know for the day. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I work at Allied First Bank. We're a federal bank. That means I'm licensed everywhere, but we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. What that means is I'm set up with over 70 different companies right now. These are banks, credit unions, mortgage lenders. And that gives me the opportunity to use their programs, and their rates to provide to you guys. So we do your one-stop shop. It's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop you to over 73 lenders throughout the whole country. We added a few new captions to our website. There's a grant finder right here. If you're looking to, you're like, Dan, I got great credit. I got good income. I just can't save any money right now because of inflation and everything else. Well, go to our grant finder. It's going to help you find a program. There's three main programs on here. And one of the best programs out there right now is $10,000 grant. You don't have to give back, you pay back or anything. It's completely forgivable right when you leave the closing. So what I need you to do is, if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, I'd really love to kick the tires to see if I can qualify in today's market, well, hit the apply now button. It's right up through here, okay? It's right over there. Here's the only thing is, right now we're backed up a little bit, and I apologize about that, between spring break and everything else. So what you do is, when you click that, you're going to be prompted to put in your application and then schedule a consultation call with us. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you put in your application and you go out there and you can't schedule an appointment with us for like a week or two, just email me. Okay, I'll assign you to somebody or I'll work on you personally. How do you do this? Okay, just go to the bottom of the screen and you can do two things. You can either call in prior to, you know, you waiting a week or so for your consultation, or email me. Here's all the information you need to know right here. There's our 800 number, 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@theRateUpdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. I hope you found value in today's video. If you did, please make sure you subscribe down below. And if you have any other questions, put those down below, and I usually try to do my best to answer every comment down there. So take care. Hope to see you back here on tomorrow. Bye-bye.